Spiritual. My name is Remo Monteleone. I'm a psychic medium and a healer.
And my name is Narelle Monteleone, and I'm a channel, healer, and an ascension guide. Hi everyone, this is Narelle, and today we're going to be talking about Reiki and other forms of energy healing. So, Remo, you want to say hello?
Yes, hi everyone. Yeah, we will be focusing on Reiki today and, you know, energy healing in general. I feel it's a practice where a lot of people start with that practice and then get led into other areas of spiritual work. But it's certainly a very common practice, a very widespread practice, something that's actually growing and being also used in more mainstream situations. So, Narelle is a Reiki teacher, Reiki master teacher, so we'll just be having a little chat, a little discussion, and maybe, Narelle, you could start with how you got into Reiki and what it is.
Okay, so before we begin, I'd just like to say that Reiki is a Japanese, and it's also got traditions in, there's also Tibetan tradition as well. Going back, so it's a very traditional healing modality that's been around for a very long time. So I won't go into the history too much, but basically it's known worldwide, and like Remo said, it is becoming a lot more popular, well known now. I know when I first started doing Reiki, people would kind of look at me strangely when I'd say that I was a Reiki teacher or I was a Reiki practitioner. They had no idea what it was, most of them. But now I notice that people sort of say, oh yeah, I've heard of that, or oh yeah, my sister does that, or I know someone that does that. So, which is really good because it means that it's spreading and it's getting out there. So Reiki, in its essence, is an energy healing modality. As I said, it's got Japanese and Tibetan traditions. And it is based on a lineage. So there's different types of Reiki healing modalities. And the one that I learned and the one that I teach is Usui Reiki. So there are some differences with the different kinds of Reiki, depending on who you learnt from and the style that they teach. But at its core, it's an energy healing modality, and it can be done with using hands-on techniques or hands-off. So what that means is energy is being channeled through you or me or whoever the practitioner is, and it's coming out through our body, through our energy field, and into the person that we're providing assistance with healing for. I don't like to say the person that we're healing, because we're not healing anyone. Everyone's body and soul has the capability of healing itself given the right conditions. So we're just providing that support, sending that, being open to send that energy through to them, and then it's up to their free will and it's up to their body, their soul, as to whether they will heal from a particular thing or not. So Reiki is very relaxing, and it is kind of the first thing people will say when they receive a healing is, oh, I feel so relaxed, or I feel so calm. And so it's very good for anyone experiencing anxiety or stress. It can be given to anyone from babies to the elderly, pregnant women, animals, plants. It can be used in so many different ways, and the more you use it, the more you really do get out of it. And that's been my experience, is that when you really step into it fully and make it part of your everyday life, you'll start to really see the benefits from that. You'll start to see your life changes, your energy shifts, and you know, you start to kind of let go of outdated belief systems, and whatever really needs to fall away will do so through the progression of working on your energy daily. So when you begin a Reiki practice, level one starts with self-healing, And so the focus is on the self and healing ourselves. Because before we start working on anyone else and supporting other people in their healing journey, it's really beneficial for us to be in the best energetic state possible, so that we're holding that space in a high level, in a high energetic level for that person to experience and receive the healing. So Remo is attuned to level 2 Reiki.
Yes,
so I might just get him to just talk about his experience with Reiki so far.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said, you know, level 1 focuses on self-healing, because that is what I noticed, you know, when I started using Reiki on myself and on others. There was a lot of self-healing coming through, and I feel that's a continual thing that goes on and on. You know, as we help others heal, we heal ourselves as well. And just, you know, I guess I noticed first up as well, coming out of a Reiki session with somebody, you know, just the total state of relaxation that not just the person that you're helping heal is in, but the state that you are in as well. It is a really, it puts you into a state of total relaxation, and that energy flowing through you to assist the other person to heal is also healing you and relaxing you. And you know, the interesting thing is a lot of people start out doing energy healing, Reiki, you know, there's other forms as well, which, you know, we may touch on today too. And then often they start having other experiences, you know, so being in that relaxed state, that healing state starts to open you up to maybe spirit messages coming through, someone in spirit coming through, a closer connection with our spirit guides. And, you know, I believe we have certain guides that do come forward when we are doing a healing session. And it builds that connection with that guide as well. And, you know, yes, it's called Reiki, just using Reiki as an example. But I believe everyone that does a Reiki session is doing it slightly differently to everyone else. You know, because we are individuals, our guides may be a little bit different. And I just feel there's that little bit of difference with everybody, you know. And I'm also a great believer in, you know, the right person will come to you to have a Reiki session done or a healing session done, and that individuality in you is what's attracting that energy, you know, that a certain person may have. So yes, 4 people can do a Reiki session, but one of those 4 may be slightly more suited to assisting that one person in their healing journey.
Yeah, I think that's true. I've always felt that the right people will come to you at the right time, whether that's teaching, whether that's sessions, whatever it may be, because once again, our energy is going to draw towards us the energy that we're at. So I do notice that I'll go through stages of having similar clients come, or similar students with similar stories, similar experiences, and there'll be a whole lot of similar people coming to me, which I always think is interesting. But I'll just backtrack a little bit. So I wanted to just say that for someone who's completely new, may have never heard of Reiki, I just want to give a little bit more of an explanation on how it works. So if you were to come for a Reiki session, what you would be doing would be either sitting in a comfortable chair, a reclining chair, or laying on a massage table. I generally use a massage table, but for anyone who may not feel comfortable to lay on a table, doesn't like to lay flat on their back, or has any sort of an injury that prevents them getting up onto a massage table, a chair is perfectly fine. That's the great thing about Reiki. You can do it anywhere, anytime, and you can even receive it not being in the same location. So you can receive healing from a distance, whether you're in another country, whether you're in another room, whether you're in another suburb. Everything's energy. So we can send energy healing anywhere at any time. But for those that do like to come and have an in-person experience, you'll be laying on the massage table. generally the room will be, you know, a calming feeling. There might be some candles or music playing, so it really sets that peaceful sort of serene environment for you to relax in. I generally have the room dark with some candles or a salt lamp on, so there's a bit of light, but it's quite it sets the mood for a sort of a darker, more relaxed state. And I would have you laying on a massage table with a pillow or a cushion under your head. If it's a bit cool, I'll put a blanket or a throw rug over you, because it gives a feeling of security for a lot of people and comfort. And then I'm asking for the Reiki energy to come through me in order to give the person in front of me a healing for their highest good. And so I will have meditated or grounded or both before I start. It's always important to be in the right energy, fully present and connected. And the energy is just, like I said, coming through me, which is the physical vessel. And it's just spiritual energy. And what makes spiritual energy different to Reiki is simply that Reiki uses symbols. So there'll be different symbols that create different, they have a different purpose. And, you can do a Reiki healing without using any symbols at all. But I generally do use symbols because I feel that it enhances the experience. And depending on what the client needs, it will, I feel, generally give a deeper sort of healing, a stronger energy. So I always ask the client if they would like a hands-on or hands-off healing. Some people don't like to be touched, and that's fine. You don't have to touch anyone. Most people I find say yes, they're fine, they would like that, because they feel comforted and they are aware of you. If they're laying in a room and it's sort of dark and they've got their eyes closed, and I generally will put like a little hand towel over their eyes just to sort of make it even a bit a bit darker and a bit more comfortable. If you don't have your hands on them, they can sort of feel a little bit like, oh, I don't know where they are in the room, what's happening. And it can sort of take away that feeling of calm and relaxation. So I find that they generally do appreciate that. So I will always put my hands on their feet. And generally, I'll just work around. I'll put my hands on their knees, their solar plexus, their head, their arms, their shoulders. And obviously, just be, discreet and don't place your hands anywhere that's going to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So, but generally, I find that most people do want a hands-on experience. What people experience in a Reiki session will differ. Everybody is unique. Everyone's so different. Some people say they see colors. Some people will go off on a journey and be taken off somewhere and have a whole sort of experience on their own. Some people will say they didn't really see anything or feel anything or experience anything other than relaxation. Some people will fall asleep. But many people will feel tingling and warmth or cool or some sort of sensation in their body, and which is good because it allows them to feel like something's actually happening. But I always remind people that even if you don't feel anything at all, you're still receiving a really good healing because it's doing its job. The energy is going where it needs to for your highest good. So it can just come down to how sensitive you are energetically as to what you feel, see, hear, or know. And that's the only difference. And as you do receive more healing, your energy starts to shift and change anyway, and you will become more sensitive. And so chances are you'll start to have different experiences as you continue with your Reiki journey. And certainly if you decide to become a Reiki practitioner, That's another sort of step up on your journey, and your energy will begin to change and shift through that and become more sensitive as well. And like Remo said, a lot of the time it can be sort of the gateway to psychic abilities opening, you connecting more deeply with your intuition. And I find that Reiki is sort of the doorway into other modalities. And that's definitely been my experience. So I started off with Reiki and meditation, and from there got led to learn different things. And over time, the energy healing side of things has expanded to incorporate other energy healing work. So I also do Seikim, which is an ancient Egyptian energy healing modality, and you know, I draw on cosmic energies that come through in my healings now, as well as light language. So it's just an ever evolving process, I feel, and the way that you get led, the direction you get led, is perfect for you. So Remo, do you want to have a talk about more about the cosmic energies and
Wanted to go back to the beginning again. Like, if it's someone new, someone that hasn't heard of Reiki, I mean, would you categorize it as, say, a form of spiritual healing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, there is that connection with spirit there. And also, you know, when you start out on the journey, I mean, it's quite... Well, I believe it's important just to start doing Reiki on yourself, you know. And if you do learn Reiki, you know, whichever level you go to, it is something that you can do on family and friends. It doesn't have to be something, you know, that you're practicing professionally and getting paid for, because, you know, healing ourselves and those around us is just as important as, you know, healing others. And yeah, and also again, for the beginner, you know, it is important to recognize that spiritual element of it, because, you know, that leads us to the individuals that we are. And, you know, as I said before, it may be slightly different, and often it does lead you into other forms of spiritual healing. I know myself, sometimes doing a healing, or quite often, actually more often than Reiki for me personally, there is a cosmic energy which comes through. There are certain symbols that I have been given that I can visualize to start that healing with and use throughout the healing. And, you know, there's a spiritual connection there as well. And I feel that's, I guess, over time has evolved based on, you know, what I've done. Reiki, for example, mediumship, for example, and just me as an individual as well. And this new, well, I say new, but for me new anyway, new form of energy healing that I've encountered, you know, which I now use. And you know, quite possibly if it wasn't for Reiki and other things, this wouldn't have manifested itself for me to use. So I feel it's important to, yes, you know, do Reiki if you're drawn to it, but not locking yourself into thinking that it has to be done 100% a certain way. But I feel still honor the tradition of it, but it will more than likely lead you down a slightly different path, which I feel that's very important to keep in mind, you know. And the spiritual healing category as well, I feel, is important to keep that in mind.
Yeah. And for example, I think it's very important to stick to the traditional teachings, but as I said, those traditional teachings will have already varied anyway, because as it comes down the line through each teacher, each Reiki master, they're going to have changed it slightly, whether they intended to or realize they have or not. It's just life. So sticking to the teachings as much as possible is really important. Though I think it's okay to also put your own individuality into it. So for example, with Reiki level 2, when I'm teaching it, I'll also talk about the fact that it's okay to bring other modalities in to combine with the Reiki. It's okay to bring crystals in and create a crystal healing as part of a Reiki session, because that's not doing anything other than enhancing the healing for somebody and providing what they need. And, you know, sometimes I'll bring in oils. So aromatherapy comes into it. And I also now use sound healing as part of my session. So whereas it was once, I would once advertise my sessions as a Reiki session, now I advertise them as energy healing sessions, because it's not just Reiki. It just organically sort of evolved from Reiki and using the Reiki symbols to, like Remo, the cosmic energies coming through. And in pretty much all of my healing sessions now, light language is just so, it's just dying to come through. I can't even stop it. So light language is using hand symbols and mudras, movement, toning, and words that are not English, are not really understood, are not meant to be understood, but are understood on a soul level. And once again, it's all just for the greater good. It's all just for healing, for activation, and it's activating of your DNA. And it's quite a powerful energy work. And so, you know, when it first started happening, when I was doing healing sessions, I kind of thought, oh no, this is meant to be separate to Reiki. But then over time, I've realized that, you know, whatever happens, happens. I just trust that whatever's coming through is right and will be of the most benefit and the highest good for the client. So that's the intention that's always set. And you know, I always invite the angels to come in, and my spirit guides, and my star family. And so it kind of does over time shift into something a little bit different. And that's okay, because I think it's good that everyone, you know, that, like Remo said, no two Reiki practitioners will then be the same, and that means that everyone gets something new and something different based on who they go to. Because chances are you won't really stay with the one Reiki practitioner. You'll want to go and try you know, different sessions and different healings, and that's good, because you're receiving, you know, the energy, the medicine that each practitioner has for you. And that's how it's supposed to be. So the fact that you want to change and you want to move and you want to go somewhere else is really a testament to where you're at on your spiritual path, and it means that you're growing and changing and you know, up leveling and needing to try something new. So I highly recommend having a Reiki session if you have never tried it, or an energy healing session. Like I said, there's so many different types of healing available, and for myself, I can truly say it's really been a life-changing experience. And you know, learning Reiki also is an amazing experience to go through. Becoming attuned to Reiki, it's an initiation when you step in and make the decision to become attuned to Reiki, and is something that you have for life. So once you've received your attunement from level one, once you're attuned to Reiki level one, you have that for your entire life. You never lose it. And so, you know, it's a really valuable investment in yourself, in your growth, in your spiritual development. And the more you use it, the more you will gain from it. It's a teacher in and of itself. And you will gain insight. You'll connect more deeply with your intuition. You will more than likely open the doorway to connecting with your spirit team. And it's just a really beautiful experience, and it's ever changing. So I will say, though, I have had clients in the past say, or students I should say, that say, oh, I've learnt Reiki, I've been attuned to Reiki somewhere else, but I haven't used it in a really long time, so I think I've lost it and it doesn't work anymore, and so I need to get it done again. I want to become attuned again. And so what I generally say to them is, you know, that's a belief system that you've taken on, and you haven't lost it. You've got it. It's in your energy field. It's within you. It's been activated within you. You've been initiated into it. So it's just a case of reopening it up again within yourself, trusting that you already have everything you need within you, and you can definitely continue healing yourself, healing others. It's just, you just need to use it. It's like anything. It's, you know, use it or lose it, sort of, to a certain degree. And you will not lose it, but it may just become less strong in your connection. So if that happens, if you're someone listening to this thinking, oh yeah, I can really relate to that, I was attuned to Reiki, you know, 5 years ago, and now I never use it and it's not working, just start using it on yourself again. Start self-healing again. Start using the symbols. Get out your Reiki workbook or manual that you were given when you learnt it, and just familiarize yourself again with the symbols and just start using it. And trust me, it will definitely work. So there's really no need to go and be reattuned unless you really, really want to. Because it's already there. It's already within you. It's just, the only thing stopping us sometimes is, you know, us getting in our own way, and our thoughts and minds stopping us, telling us we can't do something. So the other thing I just wanted to say finally is, along with bringing crystals and things like that into a session, I've found that I've had students who come along and learn Reiki so that they can add it to something they're already doing. So if you are a massage therapist, or if you're a beautician, or maybe you're someone that is, you know, a naturopath or some sort of alternative holistic practitioner or in the beauty field, it's something that you can bring into your current workplace that just adds another level of healing and nourishment to your client base. So you can be giving Reiki to someone while you're receiving giving a facial, for instance. You always need to ask permission, though. It's something that you do need the permission of the person, so you can't just do it. However, you'll find that I've never had anyone say, no, I don't want to receive it. Everyone seems to need and want some healing. So it's just another service that you can provide, and it just adds another depth to your services. So I encourage everyone to learn Reiki, and if you're drawn towards healing, whether it's for your own healing journey or whether you feel that you really want to make a difference in the world and do something that you're helping other people, I know that, you know, the world needs healing and Mother Earth needs healing. So when you're attuned to Reiki, you can also send healing to the earth, which is amazing. So Remo, do you want to add anything there?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point that I believe people are constantly changing and evolving. I believe humanity's changing and evolving, you know, and therefore our connection with spirit is always changing and evolving, and therefore, you know, spiritual healing, whether it be Reiki or any other form of spiritual healing, is also changing and evolving to suit the healing that is needed. So you know, yes, you know, honor the traditions, honor your teachings, but be open to that evolution and, you know, that evolvement. And, you know, I just feel it creates a better outcome, because we're not just trying to heal the same thing all the time. You know, someone from 500 years ago, for example, and as opposed to someone now, there would be different issues, because life is a lot different now to what it was then. So there would be different issues that would need to be healed and, you know, and addressed. So I would just say, you know, go into it with an open mind as well. And, yeah, I feel the outcome will be better for you as an individual and everyone that you come into contact with. But that's pretty much all I just wanted to add.
Yep. Okay, so I think that's about it for today. But if you'd like to book a session or you'd like to learn Reiki for yourself, Or as a new career change, check out my website. Remo also does energy healing sessions via distance, so you can book in with him as well. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.